This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. President Joe Biden says he's optimistic about prospects for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden says he's optimistic about prospects for a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas after 2 days of talks in Doha.
We are closer than we've ever been.
The president told reporters in the Oval Office he doesn't want to jinx anything.
But we're not there yet. It's much, much closer than it was 3 days ago.
The president's expressed optimism at other points during the 10-month war, only for talks to break down. This time, mediators hope to get together again in Cairo next week to seal a deal.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, condemned a settler attack that killed one Palestinian and torched homes and cars in the occupied West Bank. Britain's Foreign Minister David Lammy commented on Friday.
The scenes overnight of the burning and the torching of buildings, of the widespread rampage and chasing of people from their homes is abhorrent, and I condemn it in the strongest of terms.
It's a sentiment echoed by the United Nations.
Yesterday's killing in Jit is not an isolated attack, and it is the direct consequence of Israel's policy of settlement in the West Bank. We have verified that since the 7th of October and until yesterday, 609 Palestinians were killed in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, and including 146 children, 8 women, and at least 4 people with a disability.
That was spokesperson for the Office of Human